今日选读经文是《哥林多前书》第11章17至34节。
Today's scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 to 34.
我们用中文读，然后英文读出。
Read this first in Cantonese and then in English.
我们一起读。我现今吩咐你们的话，不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是招损。第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也小微的信这话。在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐，因为吃的时候各人要先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿那个醉酒。你们要吃喝，难道没有家吗？还是藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我向你们可怎么说呢？我因此称赞你们么？我不称赞。我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就擘开说：这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，或者是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说：这杯是我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，或者是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是主名主的死，直等到他来。所以无论何人，不按你吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼、喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此你们中间有好些软弱的，与患病的、死的也不少。我们若是先分别自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候，乃是被惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。所以我弟兄们啊，你们聚会吃的时候要彼此等待。若有人饥饿，可以在家里先吃，免得你们聚会自己取罪。其余的事我来的时候再安排。
1 Corinthians 11:17, let us read together. But in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I believe it in part. Factions among you, in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever, therefore, eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. For when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that when you come together, it will not be for judgment. About the other things, I will give directions when I come.
今日题目先话系正道，题目系圣餐的重要性第二步。
Pastor Wilson will bring us today's message, The Significance of the Lord's Supper, Part 2.
Let's pray.
有请求祈祷。
Father, help us to be attentive to your word.
主啊，求你去帮助我哋去留心你嘅话语。
May you find us to be good learners and apply your word into our lives.
用我哋成为一个好嘅学习嘅人，用我哋喺学习嘅当中去运用。
Give us clear and accurate understanding of what you have spoken here.
用我哋去清楚明白究竟你所同我讲嘅说话。
And may your name be honored and glorified.
用你嘅名多谢都系高举去荣耀。
As we continue to worship you.
我哋就系咁样继续去崇拜。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
咁祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字嘅祈求，阿门。
Well, we've already seen, if you were with us last month, that the Lord's Supper connects the present with the past.
有过去嘅圣一个月嘅，我哋都系有睇咗关于呢个圣餐，就圣餐能够将我哋将现今同埋过去嘅连埋一齐。
And what we mean by that, or what the scriptures mean by that, is the immediate connection.The connection that we are experiencing today with what happened the night in which Jesus was betrayed.
就当我领一圣餐的时候，系直接嘅将我哋喺当晚耶稣被出卖嘅嗰一夜去连接埋一齐。
And so when we ever observe together the Lord's Supper, which we'll be doing a little later in the service, we're not just talking about the present.
所以应该我哋去领一圣餐嘅时候，我所讲嘅说话唔单止系讲我而家嘅时间。
What's very important and significant, or one of the things that's significant, is we remember the Last Supper of Jesus with his followers, his disciples, on the night that he was betrayed.
而都好重要嘅就系话，当系领一圣餐嘅时候，让我哋去记得就系话喺耶稣最后嘅个餐嘅晚餐，同佢嘅门徒一齐去进食，就系主耶稣佢被出卖嗰一夜。
And as we've just read from Paul's account of the Lord's Supper, what did Jesus say?
当从我所读的经文，保罗所讲的是什么说话呢？
Eat and drink in remembrance.
就耶稣去讲就话，我们去吃，我们去饮，去纪念。
Notice that's in the imperative. It's a command from Jesus to believers.
这是我们所信徒，我们是一个神给我们的命令。我哋要去食嘅时候，要去记饮嘅时候，要去纪念。
And it's one of the significance of celebrating together the Lord's Supper.
就话我哋系一个诫命，话叫我哋去庆祝一个嘅最后嘅晚餐。
Now we already mentioned last month by way of review that the trouble with the English word remember that it's a kind of a weak word.
咁我上一次我讲嘅时候咧，我哋话要去记得呢个嘅字眼。
When you and I think of the English word remember, what do we think that it means?
当我们想起话记得的时候是代表什么意思呢?
Well, usually, when we use it in general conversation today, you think it means recall.
当我说我们记得的时候即意思就是说中文都可以说我们回想起。
And we say, how nice. We recall things, like the past.
我觉得挺好我们可以记得回我们过去以前的事。
But the English word remember means more.Than just recall.
但其实英文来讲，这个记得的意思其实是有更加重的意义。
In order to get back to the power of that word, you need to realize what the opposite of remember is.
其实当我们看记得这个字眼的时候，我们要明白其实记得的相反词是什么。
And if you're a studious student in school, you know that the opposite of remember is dismember.
其实英文来讲就好像很容易去理解 remember, dismember。中文来讲就是说有人记得的时候相反词就是说不记得，就是说将它分开分体的意思。
The word member means a body part, you know, your arm, your hand, your foot.
分体的体就是说我们的肢体。
And so to remember means not just to recall, it means to grasp.
所以说我们要去记得的时候意思就是说我们要连接在一起的意思。
It means to sew, it means to fuse.
我要记得这件事的时候就是说我们将我们的人去将同这件事去连接的意思。
It means to take something that's actually not part of your being and make it a part of your being.
就是那件我们需要去记得那件事，那件事我们要将它成为我们生命当中的一部分。
You know, some of you today are bitter. Some of you are despondent. Some of you are filled with anxiety.
有人今天的早上，原来是充满着这个忧虑或者这个苦痛的时候。
Now, of course, we human beings are complicated. It's one reason or another for those things. There's so many factors.
我们人，我们很复杂的，我们有不同的思想，不同的感情。
But one reason could be you don't believe. You don't believe that Jesus Christ gave himself for you. You really don't believe it.
为什么我们会有这样的想法呢？可能其中的想法就是因为我们不相信耶稣基督会自己给他自己给到我们。
Push come to shove, you really don't have faith in the Son of God.
我们自己内心里面没有充满着这个信心去相信这个人子。
You don't believe he's the second person of the Holy Trinity.
我们不相信他是这个三位一体的第二。
Jesus, fully God, fully man, the Lord of the universe, values you and is willing to lose everything for you. You know it up here, but you don't know it down here.
耶稣基督是一个宇宙的主，他愿意的去将他自己去给到我们。
And so you need to remember. Remember, so that it affects the core of your being.
所以我们需要去相信，我们需要的去记得，我们需要的将这件事明白的是融合在我们身体里面。
And that means by analogy to eat it, to digest it.
而我形象化的就去了解，就是说我们需要去食进食去了解这个意思。
Most of you ate breakfast this morning.
我大部分人今早可能已经吃了个早餐。
It goes into you, you digest it, you gain strength from it.
我吃这个早餐，一吃了之后，给我们有一个饱肚，给我们有一个能量。
And the Lord's Supper helps you to do that, it saturates you with the gospel.
而这个圣餐也都一样的，能够将我们的身体去充满。
And it comes into you, the gospel, right? In a physical form, right? And shapes the way you think of yourself, the world, and the people around you, and how you interact.
而这个圣餐就帮助我们充满我们，给我们的能量，给我们去明白这个宇宙，明白这个神。
The gospel needs to affect the way you think. Think about everything in life.
就是说这个圣餐能够帮助我们了解这个福音。影响到我们全个人的生命。
I believe Jesus in John 6 is promising that in a very unique way to us.
而我相信耶稣基督在这个约翰福音的第六章也都是这样讲到。
Jesus is promising a truth in a way that is not available to you in other places.
耶稣基督讲过的话，我给你这个允许是没有其他地方能够找到。
Except here, the Lord's Supper.
就除非就喺呢一个嘅圣餐饼当中，你先能够揾到。
And baptism, the two sacraments for the church, for the people of the living God.
同埋除咗自己嘅圣餐之外，就系话呢个洗礼，圣礼当中先至能够去揾到呢个真正神俾我哋嘅真理。
See, Jesus is promising a truth in a way that is not available in any other way. Not your quiet time, not your activity for the Lord, not.For reading the scriptures, not with your prayer.
耶稣基督给我们的真理的入面 的能量，不是说我们自己能够说自己去安静，我们能够去找到，不是说我们自己去可以能够很容易去寻找到在其他地方。
And where do I see that? In John 6, as you'll see on slide 2, verses 53 and 54.
就在约翰福音第六章53至54节，就是这样讲到。
So Jesus said to them,This is in the English Standard Version. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day.
耶稣说, 我实实在在的告诉你们, 你们若不吃人子的肉, 不喝人子的血, 就没有生命在你们里面。 吃我的肉, 喝我的血的人, 就有永生, 在末日, 我要叫他复活。
And so you remember that God will spiritually graft his truth, his gospel, his grace into you in a way that's very unique.
就说我们要记得就是说耶稣, 神会将这个, 他的真理, 就说好, 会融合, 放在我们的心里面, 让我们能够去明白, 这个方法是很特别。
God will imprint into your core of your being his wonderful gospel good news.
就说神会将这个神的福音刻在我们的心板上面。
It's grace, receiving grace upon grace.
就说这个恩典就临到我们当中。
And at the Lord's Supper, if you remember the past and get that connection, it will mean that he's in your hand as you partake. He's in your heart. He's in your life.
就说在这个圣餐饼当中，让我们去记得，同爱同神有一个关系，就让我们去明白，就说神在我们的手中，在我们的生命当中，在我们的心当中。
Right, that's what Jesus meant when he said, this is my body, this is my blood.
这就是耶稣所说的，这是我的饼，这是我的身体，我的血。
And that's what Jesus said as he instituted on the night he was betrayed.
这就是耶稣基督他在最后的晚餐当中，他所去教导当时的门徒。
This holy supper, this sacrament for you, the church.
就说这就是一个圣餐，是给到他们，给到教会。
And so as you'll see on slide 3, Holy Communion connects your heart, the core of your being, to God.
就说圣餐是将我们的人，我们的心去同神有个连接。
And so when you are partaking this morning of the Lord's Supper, it's Jesus who puts the bread in your hand. It's Jesus who puts it into your hand.
所以当我们今天早上去领圣餐的时候, 耶稣基督他说，这是我的身体，是他将这个饼放在你的手中。
And when you raise that cup to your lips, it's Jesus' blood. Jesus says, this is my blood.
当我们领这个杯的时候，就说耶稣基督说，这是我的血，是他给我们这个杯，给我们所饮。
Of course, it's an analogy, right? It's not his physical blood.
这当然是一个比喻，不是说真的是他的血。
But he puts the cup in your hand so that you partake.
就说耶稣基督他给这个杯你去领受。
And what that means is God is becoming accessible to you.
就是他给这个饼你，他给这个杯你，意思就是说他能够。
Jesus is stating,
就是说能够他和你去有个接触。
Making myself available to you.
就是说他将他自己能够的，他亲自来到你的当中，你能够去寻找到。
Or to put it more starkly, I'm giving myself to you.
就是说耶稣基督他将他自己给到。
And of course, that means connecting. It means the doctrine of union with Christ.
好叫我们能够和人和神有一个接触。
You see, that's what they were doing. That's what Jesus was instituting.
这就是当时耶稣基督他所教导的在圣餐里面。
The Lord's Supper is not just believing in general.
这个圣餐不是说只是去相信一些东西。
Why do we call it communion in the bulletin? It's about communing. A common union with Jesus Christ.
这个圣餐怎么是说一个聚餐，就是说我们一起当中去同神有关系。
And of course, Jesus has risen. He's ascended into heaven. So it's connecting with the risen Christ, not the dead Christ, the risen Christ.
耶稣基督的已经是升天的神，升了，是复活升天的。我们同领一圣餐的时候，我们不是说同这个死了的神。 有关系，我哋系同呢个有已经复活咗嘅神有关系。
That means his resurrection power to trust and obey him is in you.
就话将我哋能够相信去明白。
So don't suppress it.
所以我哋唔可以唔去相信抑压我哋自己。
God will spiritually graft his truth, his gospel, his grace into you in a way that's very unique.
所以神会将这个很特别的真理刻在我们心板上面，让到我们人去能够明白。
I can't stress that enough. you have to understand it's more than just your quiet time. Yes, you still have to do your quiet time, right? You should do your quiet time to get in the way of God's grace. He uses that.
呢係好特別嘅方法，神係就話透過呢個聖餐去將神佢呢個話語呢個嘅真理係刻你嘅心板上邊。呢個方法係多過你能夠你自己話你自己有呢個自己私人時間去聯想，但係你自己點做都好，唔能夠去真正完全明白神嘅俾你嘅真理。
But there's also a reason why Jesus instituted this sacrament for you.
呢個係神佢所講嘅呢個嘅聖餐係俾到你哋。
And often we don't take it seriously enough. We just think, oh, it's that time of month.
但好多时我哋冇好好嘅去认真去领受。
And that's why it's important, because again, we want to also respect the Lord and guard his table as well, right?
但我哋咧要需要，我哋只系我哋需要去明白去当我领受嘅时候。
And that's why the table is only open for those who made a profession, public profession of faith, who have joined a member of a gospel preaching church.
So, 我哋领受呢个圣餐嘅时候，我哋作为基督徒，我需要去明白，要去尊敬呢个嘅圣餐，系俾一切嘅相信主耶稣嘅人先至系能够去领受。
Because if you're partaking of it and you don't really believe, you're making a mockery of the Christ.
啊，就话若然你未相信嘅时候，而你去攞呢个圣餐嘅时候，系对你冇益。
And when you bring dishonor to him, of course, you're susceptible.To great judgment and danger.
所以话，原来你咪系相信主耶稣嘅时候，而系领呢个圣餐嘅时候咧，吓你会可能会受到呢个嘅惩罚。
Unless you're covered with the righteousness and blood of Jesus Christ.
所以除非你系已经系相信主耶稣基督，你系已经被神嘅高血去已经系去洗净嘅时候，你先能够去领呢个圣餐。
And you're truly practicing daily.Repentance and faith.
而是你真的每一天的你是去相信主耶稣基督你去求神去宽恕你你才可以能够领这个圣餐。
Again, the Lord's Supper is connecting you to the presence of Jesus, remembering the past, participating as you remember what the Lord has done.
就话主人，我当领呢个圣餐嘅时候，将我哋同耶稣基督，当同神嘅时候，我哋将呢个旧嘅时间去连接埋一齐，就记得主耶稣基督佢为我哋所做嘅一切。
But you're not just remembering, you're also anticipating, and we'll be expanding on that a little later in the message. Anticipating what? Anticipating him coming again.
就话唔单止系话记得。耶稣基督佢为到我所做嘅一切，亦都系嘅去明白就话佢会将来会为到我所做嘅乜嘢。
And what's really a benefit for celebrating this union with Christ by participating in the Lord's Supper is we show our common unity in contrast to the disunity of the world。
就话我哋当领嘅圣餐时候，我哋一齐嘅去领受，一齐嘅个联合。就是反而是同呢个世界呢个分开嘅相比。
You don't have to look too far to see disunity. Just turn on the television, turn on the news. You will see disunity, disunity, disharmony. You will see it constantly. You know about it. You know it at work. You know it when you're trying to get to work. You know it when you're just trying to.Have leisure time with your family. You know it.
就话我就好容易嘅打开个电视机，我哋去听到睇到，就话呢个世界系充满着呢个分支分解，充满着呢个嘅唔会有联合。
That's why you see this tray here. It's stacked. Why? Because to save space? No. It's stacked to show unity.
啊，点解睇到话呢个圣餐系点解话喺一个搭起一个意思？就因为代表咗我哋一齐嘅系有联合嘅意思。
Because you're showing a commonality as you partake of the Lord's Supper, it's one. The tray is one.
就系呢个联合意思，即系话我哋代表咗我哋虽然有唔同嘅层面嘅当中，但系我哋系联合嘅一齐系有呢个圣餐。
And you're to show that to the world. You are one in Christ. The world does not know anything about that. That's why they're at each other's throats.
啊，就话呢个世界充满咗呢个分开分解。但是就是说当我领个圣餐的时候就代表了我们联合为一我们一起去领受。
So why are you not practicing this?
點解我哋冇去咁做？
To show commonality, to show union with Christ.
但點解我哋喺生命當中冇喺一齊聯合喺神入邊當中咧
？Christians eat bread, drink the cup together, together in Christ.
就話當我哋領受呢個餅與杯嘅時候，我哋一齊嘅去領，一齊嘅食，一齊嘅飲。
To show the world we're united to Him, He lives in me.
就話代表咗俾個世界睇到，就係話我哋已經同基督嘅聯合。我哋一齐去做。
And that where I refuse to marginalize people.
就话我唔会同其呢个世界咁样去鄙视其他人。
That's our tendency. That's our problem. We tend, when people are different than us, to marginalize them.
就话我哋好多时嘅好自然嘅就话，若然嗰啲人咧同我哋唔相同嘅时候咧，我系同佢哋离开，唔会同埋一齐。
Alienate them. We say it's their fault. Those other people.Who are not like us? It's their fault. That's what we say all the time.
我觉得就话，哎，嗰班人咧同我哋唔同嘅，哎，同我哋分开，唔好同佢行得咁近。
That's the sinful nature. You have to do battle with that.
呢个系人嘅呢个罪嘅内心入边好容易去咁样去做。我哋作为基督徒嘅唔可以跟随。
Some of you know that better than I. You're on the receiving end of that daily.
我哋可能会每天每日都咁样见到。
By the way.Even if you're an American Chinese, you receive that big time too.
我哋作为喺美国嘅中国人都系好似咁样。
But we're at fault as well. We tend to marginalize people who are different.
我哋嘅好自然嘅自己内心入边会好容易去排斥同我哋唔同嘅人。
And rather than being concerned about their interests, we place ourselves at the center.
我哋会容易嘅，将我哋摆喺自己嘅人嘅外，摆喺自己嘅喺呢个世界嘅中心入面当中。
And we ask everyone else to revolve around us in our schedule and our world。
我觉得应该咧，其他人咧系围住我系去行嘅，唔系我去跟其他人去行嘅。
But the beauty of the Lord's Supper, as you'll see on slide 4, is that there's a common bread. You break bread together. There's a common cup. You drink together.
但是或者当我领个圣餐的时候就说这个是同一个杯这个同一个饼我们是无论是怎样分开的时候我们是一同的一起的去进食一起的去饮。
And that's a visual aid, a representation of the fact that Christ, the risen Christ, can overcome the common divisions that you and I are guilty of.
就呢个圣餐能够俾到我哋喺象征式嘅睇到，就话无论呢个世界点嘅分开嘅时候，人点样分开嘅时候，我哋喺主入边可以系融合为一，我哋同神系有一个联结。
The disunities that you see, the rioting, the disunity, the lack of peace will be overcome when Jesus comes back, and you can see glimmers of that now when we practice unity.
就话当无论呢个世界你睇到就话几咁嘅去动荡啊，有啲人去抗议，但系喺主入边嘅当中，喺个圣餐入边当中，无论咩人都好，若然你系相信主耶稣基督嘅，我哋系同神一齐有联合。
This kind of hope warrants a great thank you. A thank you to the Lord.
好嘅，我哋俾我哋内心入面觉得我哋需要去感谢神。
And this communion practice should help us to practice it.
既然我哋能够去咁做到嘅时候，我哋联结嘅时候，我哋应该继续去咁去做。
It's to make sure that we're in a relationship, a fellowship with God and each other.
我需要去维持我哋同弟兄姊妹嘅关系，我需要去维持同神入边当中嘅关系。
And you see that spelled out clearly in the verses we read in verses 17 through 22.
我睇到就话喺个入边当中17至22节就咁讲到。
And that's another significance for partaking in the sacrament.
呢个就系话，当我哋领个圣餐嘅时候，我哋需要去明白我哋嘅合一。
You're uniting to Jesus Christ. Again, you are united to Jesus Christ by the gospel, right? But this is just reminding you, you're united to Jesus Christ and to one another.
呢个就系话，让我哋去谨记，让我哋去明白，就话我哋同神系有一个联合。
Here's one of the things we learn from the text.And I think if you're familiar with the letters to the Corinthians, you know this. They were a mess.
若然你相熟呢个哥林多呢个教会嘅当中，佢当时嘅教会系好大问题。
If it should sadden you when you read about the Corinthian church, they were a complete mess.
当时哥林多教会就很多的问题。
In verse 18, it says there were tremendous divisions in the church.
就讲到里面,他当,哥林多教会当中充满了这个纷争。
Why? Because there were many egos in the church.
当中有很多的纷争纷党, 因为他们自己各自己的兴趣。
There was party strife and factions.
就说他教会里面当中去分党。
There were terrible conflicts and divisions.
就说有不同的派别这样。
It was so awful. And it was displayed even in the Lord's Supper.
什么意思呢? 就算特别的就说在这个圣餐里面当中。
Because back then, the Lord's Supper was a little different than we celebrated today.
当时的以前的领的圣餐和现在有少少不同。
The similarity was, it was done at the end of the service.
有相同的就是说,很多时候就是说,圣餐应该是在崇拜最后之后,崇拜最后的时候去领受。
And it's done at the end of the service because it's the apex or the climax of the worship.
不是,就是说,崇拜之后去做,反而是应该是崇拜当中最高潮的时候,我们去领这个圣餐。
But unlike today, there was a full meal. A full meal. People brought food from home and brought it and ate a full meal at the Lord's Supper.
但当时的圣餐和现在不是这样说吃个饼,喝杯葡萄汁,而是就是说一起去进食一个餐。
And so people sat down at tables and got out food and there was a commemoration of Lord's death through a full meal.
就是说一起去进食一个筵席或者一个大餐一起去吃。
And so verse 20 tells us what was happening in this horrible division.
但在20节那里见到就是说当时的教会发生什么问题呢?
It says in verse 20 again, when you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper you eat, for as you eat, each of you goes ahead without waiting for anybody else. One remains hungry, you know, they get drunk.
20节那里就说你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐,因为吃的时候各人先吃自己的饭,甚至这个饥饿那个醉酒。
And so what's happening? What's going on there?
当时发生什么问题呢?
Well, we see from the text two things. First, it means some of the parties were very disdainful of the other parties.
就是说有一班的人就不喜欢另一班的人。
And when he got to the Lord's Supper, you know what they did? They gobbled down the food and left. They left.
就说有一班人就吃这个餐的时候,就吃狼吞虎咽吃了,就走人了。
Right, because they show disdain to people. You know, I won't bother to talk to you. I won't bother to spend time with you.
就说我不想跟这班其他人有什么瓜葛,所以我吃完就走人了。
And so, that showed disrespect. And not only that, we're told in the text that some people they had enough food to eat and get to eat be full and get drunk, and other people left hungry.
而且就说呢,有些人就说,他们有多东西吃到,吃到饮饱食醉,但反而有些人呢,就饥饿没东西吃。
And it showed they didn't share because many didn't have anything. Others were very wealthy.
也都呢,当时当中有些有钱人,有些有穷人,他们没有一起去分享他们所拥有的东西。
And obviously, if you had more wealth, you brought more food. And if you didn't have wealth, you didn't have anything to buy food with, right?
当然,有钱一点就带多些食物来,没钱的人就带少些食物来。
But you were supposed to be generous in the Lord, right? And share.
但应该大家应该好好地分享一起所拥有的东西,一起去吃。
And so Paul found these party spirits were probably also, to some degree, a result of class.
所以保罗所讲的说话就是说当中见到就是说当时的教会他们有分解就没有去一起的联合。
That meant there was a disparity, right? An socio-economic disparity between the people that wasn't evening out and balancing.
所以就见到就是说在教会当中都有分开不同的你有钱一点就在上面穷一点的人在下面。
And Paul's response said some of the harshest things that are said to any church anywhere in the New Testament. Check it out. This is the harshest words. The harshest words for any church in the New Testament.
而保罗在新约当中也说,他说的说话是当时他真的责骂他们。
You can see it right there. I'll paraphrase verses 27 and 29 for you. You call this the Lord's Supper?
就话当时保罗就责骂佢哋，就话呢啲你就话呢啲就叫做圣餐。
And then Paul says, God says to Paul, if you eat and drink of the cup of the Lord like this, you bring judgment upon yourself.
就话若然你咁样去食呢个圣餐嘅时候，你反而就话吃喝自己嘅罪。
For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord and remembering you're part of a community, eats and drinks judgment on himself.
所以话佢话唔系按理吃主嘅饼，喝自己杯。就是干犯了主的身主的血，人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分别是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
As you reread verses 27-29, why is he so upset?
为什么入面当中为什么他这么激气呢？
Because the heart, the core of the gospel is what? You're saved by God's grace.
因为就是福音里面最深里面的讲就是我哋得救系本乎恩。
You're not saved by your works or your pedigree.
我哋嘅得救系本乎神嘅恩典，唔系话因着我哋所做嘅行为去得取到。
You're saved by what Jesus Christ has done for you.
我哋所能够我哋去得救系因为主耶稣基督佢所做嘅一切。
Not by what you do.
唔系话因为我哋做啲乜嘢。
And of course, that's the great equalizer. That levels the playing ground. That levels makes people equal, right? Because it's all of grace.
因为神系我哋得嘅系本乎神嘅恩典，所以我哋大家嘅都系相同。
Your performance doesn't matter. Your pedigree doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you were born in royalty.
所以话无论你做啲乜嘢系唔重要，无论你嘅家谱你系咩皇族出世嘅都唔再重要。
We are all.In the same level, in need of rescue, restoration, redemption from our peril, our sinful nature.
所以喺主入边嘅当中，我哋大家嘅都系一班嘅罪人，我哋大家嘅都系去得到神耶稣基督嘅拯救，我哋大家嘅都系得到呢个救恩。
Sin is a very nuanced thing in the Bible, but mainly it's seeking self-glory, taking what belongs to God and saying it's mine.
就话呢个罪让我哋觉得我哋自己能够应该系得取到嘅。
Life's about me. That therefore everything revolves around me. That's sin.
呢个罪就话人会觉得所有嘅嘢都系围住我而去运行嘅。
We all have that tendency.
我哋好多时都有咁样嘅谂法。
That's why we all need a savior.
所以我哋每一个人需要去有一个拯救。
As you'll see on.Slide 5, Galatians 3:28, and NIV says, There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以加太书第三章二十八节讲到话，并不分犹太人、希利利人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
If you understand the gospel, you know that.You know everything's been leveled.
原来你相信这个嘅福音，你知道就话，大家嘅系一样。
And you could think of one word that causes division and strife between people. You know the word.
原来你试下谂下，用一个字去谂下就话，点解有乜嘢令到我哋人有呢个咁样嘅分开？点解有乜嘢令到我哋人有呢个嘅分别？
Why is there disdain? Why is there division between the classes and the races?
点解人觉得我哋咧系有人嘅分别咧
？Pride, simply put, it's a matter of pride.
就因为我哋内心入边，我哋充满着呢个嘅自豪。
The way I view things is right. That's pride.
啊，我觉得我哋应该有嘅嘢，我哋所得应该系我嘅，呢系我哋自己内心入边嘅自豪。
There's no room to learn what the other position is.It's my way or the highway.
啊，就是我觉得我呢个自豪自大，就觉得系乜嘢应该系跟住我而去行嘅，其他嘅方法咧系啱系错嘅。
That's pride.
呢个就系呢个人心内啊心入边嘅自豪自大。
Pride is one of the seven deadly sins in Scripture.
啊，喺圣经入边讲咗咧，呢个七个大罪当中咧，呢个自高自大咧系其中一样。
In fact, it's probably up there on the list, number one.
分分钟咧喺七大罪当中咧系占喺高位
，because it's emphasized again and again and again. Humility is emphasized.
因为咧喺圣经入边当中好多时都系重复讲，爱人入边内心自高自大。
And Paul says, if you have those divisions and they even show up at the Lord's Supper, how dare you? How dare you take the bread and the cup? How dare you?
所以保罗所讲就话，当若我哋有咁嘅分支嘅时候，我哋咁样有咁嘅分解嘅时候，我哋点可能够去仲有个面目嘅嚟领呢个圣餐呢
？Because you are walking contradiction. You are showing disdain for the Lord.
因为你行一套做一套，就话你点可以咁样面目去领够？你话相信，但其实你又嚟话咁样去领呢个圣餐呢
？Because we're all saved by grace.
我哋相信就系话，我哋要相信。我们所得救的是本乎神的恩典。
Grace, Ephesians chapter 2, right? It's a free gift. You didn't earn it.
就说这个恩典就是一个免费的礼物，是神给我们，不是我们所赚取到。
So what are you boasting about?
所以说我有什么可以自我骄傲呢
?How can you say you're better than someone else?
我怎么可以说我自己比其他人更加好呢
?Even someone who's reluctant to even hear the gospel, how can you say you're superior to them?
啊，所以点解我自己能够去话自己系比其他人更加好咧
？The grace of Jesus Christ should take away that pride. It should humble you.
若然你相信主耶稣基督嘅时候，你呢个自高自大嘅内心入边会系应该挪开。
And the whole point of the Lord's Supper as a common meal is to show that.
就话呢个嘅圣餐就话我哋一同嘅联合。我哋嘅就俾我哋去明白，我哋唔可以有呢个嘅自高自大。
And Paul is saying you're not discerning, you're not recognizing the body of Christ when you're doing this。
所以咧，保罗所讲就同我哋讲就话，你哋咧冇去了完全嘅去了解究竟呢个主嘅身体、主嘅血。
And then he says something frightening in verse 30。
咁啊，第三十节更加讲到
，Because you've done this, some of you have gotten sick, and some of you have died。
所以就话，若然人唔能够明白去领一圣餐嘅时候，反而就有一个警告，就话因此在你们中间有些软弱的、患病的、死的也不少。
To understand verse 30, fallen asleep is the words for die。
啊，入边当中所讲嘅话，有啲人咧就瞓着咗，即系意思就话好似应该死咗。
So what is Paul talking about there when he says in verse 30, fallen asleep, right? And some of you have fallen asleep.
但保罗所讲嘅话，嗰班人有啲人咧就瞓咗啦，咁样咩意思咧
？Is Paul contradicting himself? Didn't he say in Romans chapter 8 verse 1, there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus? What is he talking about？
咁保罗所讲嘅咩说话咧？系话喺罗马书18:1讲嘅话，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
As we know from Romans 8 and other places in the scriptures, when you give yourself to Christ, all punishment of your sins, past, present, and future, have fallen on Jesus, right？
在罗马书的8:1讲到就话，若然你相信主耶稣基督的时候，不是说一切的罪已经是受到赦免了吗
？That means he paid. You don't pay. You're no longer punished. Punishment has been paid already, right? By Jesus on the cross for your sins.
啊，当耶稣基督，你相信主耶稣基督的时候，不是说所有的现今、现在、以后的罪已经是被赦免了吗
？However, you still live in this world. You know.As a human being, fellow human being, the normal nastiness of life, you know that.
就话我哋虽然我哋话我内心边相信，但其实我哋自己平时仍然嘅过住呢个嘅唔系基督徒嘅生命咁样。
Yes, there are happy and joyful times, right? But there are times of trouble and suffering, right? We share with everyone else in the whole wide world.
我们人里面的生命当中是 有高高跌跌的。
And what Paul is saying in verse 30 is God may bring some of that in your path to wake you up, to shake you.
就说神是比我们生命当中是 有个挫折是叫我们去反省。
And you might do that to wake up the church because you're slacking.
可能是说教会当中有没有去很认真神是比有人生里面当中的苦难比到教会去苏醒。
You're just slumbering through the Christian life.
啊，系咪我哋喺度华乌咁啊？佢过算数咧
？Is that bringing glory and honor to the Lord? Is that your purpose in life?
啊，如果我哋只系华乌咁过呢个嘅基督徒嘅生命，系咪能够去荣耀神咧
？Because if you just read the Bible, it says our meaning, our purpose in life is to glorify and honor God, right?
而圣经好清楚讲就话，我哋嘅生命作为基督徒嘅生命，你应该系荣耀神，去歌颂神。
Yet, and you have to admit, we're all into self-glory. Not giving God the glory, into self-glory.
但你自己都好清楚就话，好多时我哋系 所做嘅嘢系为咗自己益处去做。
And Paul is urging the Corinthians to wake up.
而当时就保罗去写嘅书信嘅时候就话，请呢班嘅哥林多嘅教会嘅弟兄姊妹去谂清楚啦。
Because part of the Lord's Supper is anticipating the Lord's coming again.
而即系话去领一圣餐嘅时候都系要紧嘅，就话有一日嘅耶稣基督会再翻嚟。
And to be ready when he comes.
就话我哋要需要去准备好去等佢再次再回来。
In other words, you may believe you're a sinner saved by grace, but you're not living in it.
就话我哋咧可能系心里边去相信，头脑相信，但我哋冇活出我哋所相信嘅嘢。
You're not applying God's grace into your worldview, into your life.
我哋就话冇去将我哋所相信嘅活出呢个嘅有见证。
And it shows as you relate to one another.
就话我哋作为每一个人，我哋系互相嘅，系联合。
Because living by God's grace leads to unity, uniting in Christ.
就话我哋系活喺主入边嘅当中嘅时候，我哋每一个嘅我哋做基督徒嘅系互相嘅联合。
That's why it's an oxymoron when you harbor a grudge and you say you're saved by grace.
就话所以我哋唔可以系话我心入边咧就去憎恨其他人咧，但系另一方面就话我哋相信神。
How can you be so mad at that person if you're saved by grace?
就话若然你系相信神嘅时候，你系得到神嘅恩典嘅时候，你点可以就去有另一方面去嬲其他人呢？
That's not to say they didn't hurt you bad. They might have hurt you really bad.
佢哋可能系系咪咁样咁伤害你呢？
But what's ultimately behind that? It's because they haven't experienced God's grace, right?
但其实反而嘅系咪佢真系嚟已经系领受到神呢个恩典呢？
And you might, if the circumstances were right, if the pressure cooker circumstances were right, you might do the same thing.
若然你见到今日情况，你可能都系咁样，系咪你会憎恨其他人呢？
Or you might even respond even worse than that person.
你系咪会反而好似比其他人更加差咧？更加去可能会相信神嘅时候，但仍然都系嬲别人呢？
And what Paul is trying to drive home to us here is that.If you hold a grudge, if God held a grudge against you, we're toast. We're history.
就话若然耶稣基督系憎恨我哋嘅时候，我哋会化为灰烬。
And therefore, to pick up the bread and the cup, and then to go out there and not be forgiving, and to be bitter and angry at people is a contradiction.
所以我哋作为基督徒唔可以去话相信话主耶稣基督。我相信一神，但反而咧就系去憎恨别人。
And Paul is saying you're not remembering, and you're eating judgment on yourself.
所以保罗就提醒佢哋话：，若然你系咁样做嘅时候，你所做嘅同你所信嘅系相反，你咁样做嘅时候，你就系吃喝自己嘅罪啦。
So Paul's urging you to repent, to remember, to practice.
所以保罗就提醒佢哋啦，需要去悔改，需要去忘记，需要得到神嘅恩典。
By practice, he means make a commitment to reconcile with God and each other.
就话我哋作为人，我哋需要同神有呢个嘅和谐和解，我哋同弟兄姊妹嘅都有一个和解。
And if you're saying silently in your head to yourself, "No, I'd rather not," then don't participate in the Lord's Supper.
所以话，若然你唔能够去咁样做嘅时候，你唔能够同弟兄姊妹或者其他人有和解嘅时候，就话你反而咁样嘅时候，你唔好领呢个圣餐。
When we partake of the Lord's Supper, we show we are united to Christ and to each other.
因为我就话，我当领呢个圣餐嘅时候，代表咗我系同弟兄姊妹嘅联合，我系同神有个联合。
But as we also think, let me just say some things on the significance of the anticipation.The anticipation of Jesus' coming when we celebrate.
就话当领圣餐嘅时候，代表咗我哋所期待嘅嘢。
Because it does say you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
我哋所相信嘅就话我哋就系宣称咗呢个神嘅死。
This is only temporary. In other words, when you get to heaven, the Lamb of God is there, right? So you don't need the Lord's Supper.
当我哋若然我哋死咗之后，我哋上咗天堂嘅时候，我哋唔再需要呢个嘅。圣餐。
No one in heaven, in the new heavens and earth, is going to be celebrating the Lord's Supper.
当有一个新天新地嘅时候，我哋唔需要再唔需要去庆祝呢个圣餐。
Now Christians take the bread and cup in remembrance of Jesus until he comes, it says.
第二讲就话, 我们要去领一个圣餐, 我们要纪念, 直等到他回来。
And so as you'll see on the slide 7 is our ultimate goal is not to meet as a church around the Lord's table to remember his death.
所以我们领一个圣餐最终的目的不是说只是纪念耶稣的死。
You know what our ultimate goal is, as you see on the screen? It's on account of his death to meet the risen Christ. Meet the risen Christ.
所以圣餐最终的意义不是说只是去纪念耶稣的死，而是因为他的死，我们要去纪念他的复活的主。
But we only get a glimpse of that now. We will meet him when he comes again. And he ushers in the new heavens and the new earth.
我领一个圣餐的时候，我哋只系一个好似预表咗我哋一齐去将来会点系点样嘅。
And so the anticipation aspect or significance of the Lord's Supper is to look forward to that. It's going to be a feast of feasts.
当最后有一个新天新地嘅时候，耶稣基督再回来嘅时候，我哋会同神一齐有进食呢个大筵席。
Because the risen Christ will be there.
因为耶稣基督复活嘅主已经亦都喺嗰度。
We will all be there if you've trusted in the person and work of Christ.
就话若然你系相信主耶稣基督嘅所做嘅工作，我哋最终我哋死后，我哋新天新地嘅当中，我哋会同耶稣基督一齐坐席呢个大筵席。
Jesus lived the perfect righteous life for us.
耶稣基督系活出呢个完全嘅公义嘅生命俾我哋。
And he dies in our place to pay our sin penalty.
耶稣基督系为咗我哋嘅罪而系死。
You trust him, and you go in faith, and you follow him.
我们需要有一个信心去相信主耶稣基督。
And you anticipate the glorious time when we shall eat with him face to face.
所以我们要去准备我们的生命，我们终日我们同神一起有一个进食。
That truth is not pie in the sky, unreality. That's truth that it will encourage you today. To live for him.
而这个真实，这个真理就是帮助我们去鼓励我们去活出我们基督徒的每一日的生命。
You know, when the resurrected Christ comes back, what's he going to bring? What does the scripture say? What's he going to bring when he comes back?
耶稣基督回来的时候，他会带些什么回来呢？
You're right. If you said to yourself, a supper, that's what it says in Revelation. And you'll see it on slides 8 and 9. He's going to bring with him a supper.
就在启示录的时候，他讲就话，他翻嚟时候会点样啊？他翻嚟时候会系带住一个筵席。
You see that Revelation 19:9, the first part of it, NIV. Then the angel said to me, "Write this: Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb."
他话天使吩咐我说，我要写上被请，凡被请。
And also in the book of Revelation 21, 3 to 5, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. And then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间。 他要与人同住，他们要作他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，作他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哀哭、苦痛，因为以前的事都过去了。在宝座的说：看啊，我将一切都更新了。又说：你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。
Why a supper? What's the point of that?
就话点解我哋需要去领受呢？呢个圣餐。
Well, pain is gone, and the new heavens and earth. Crying is gone, tears of sadness are gone.
就话喺呢个当呢个新天新地嘅时候，就话唔会再有一个哭泣，唔会再有一个痛苦。
It's because the analogy is you'll be fully satisfied.
就话我哋人生入边系充满咗呢个快乐。
There will be satiation.
就话会有一个好。
That means a quenching of your thirst and hunger.
就话我哋所人生入边当中嘅我哋所有饥渴嘅会受到呢、这个会系有个满足。
The deepest longings of your heart, whatever they are, will be completely satisfied.
就话我内心入边所最中意想攞拥有嘅嘢，喺新天新地当中，系我哋会能够终于得到。
Right, it's just like being full. Again, this analogy falls short, but it's like you know, you're at a wedding, right? You have this banquet, and it's a wonderful meal.And you're satisfied, right?
就话我哋会系好似一个婚礼当中一个大筵席，我哋能够进我哋手得到一个好满足嘅餐。
No more emptiness, you're full.
就话会唔会再有一个嘅空虚，我哋会饱足。
And you'll be full in the new heavens and earth, supping with the Lamb.
就话我哋会有一个满足，我哋会同呢个羔羊，我哋再一次有个接触。
And what's the problem with our present supping.
咁就话我现今嘅又点咧
？You'll be empty in 7 hours or 4 or 5 hours, right?
我哋会 say that again.
You'll be empty. Your stomach will be empty again in 4 or 5 hours, right?
而家系譬如话好现今咁样嘅，我食完一餐嘅6-7个钟后，我哋就会觉得又再肚饿。
So you got to go to the fridge again.
我哋会
get to that stove again.
我哋需要咧又去搵个雪柜睇下有咩再食。
Preparing another meal.
我哋会再一次嘅，要需要去揾嘢食，食饱肚。
But that won't be in the new heavens and new earth. There's no more emptiness.
但系喺新天新地嘅当中，唔再需要咁样做，因为我哋所有俾神俾我哋嘅餐系一个满足、好饱足嘅餐。
Because you're celebrating the ultimate supper with the Lamb of God.
因为我哋最后嘅，我哋同呢个嘅受罪嘅羔羊，我哋一齐有呢个大筵席。
So in a sense, this is just the appetizer.The hors d'oeuvre.
所以我哋今日领嘅圣餐，只系代表咗我将来会受领受呢个大筵席。
But when we partake of the hors d'oeuvre, the Lord's Supper, He's whispering to you when you partake, and He's saying, "I'm unconditionally committed to you until you get there with me."
所以就话，当我领呢个圣餐嘅时候，神其实同我嚟讲就话，我咧终有一日，你会同我一齐坐喺个大筵席，一齐去进食。
So in a nutshell, you appreciate.What Christ has done, and you anticipate what is ahead.
所以我哋要充满咗一个感恩嘅心，神会为到我所做的一切，亦都系我要准备我哋嘅心，终有一日嘅我哋一齐会同呢个羔羊一齐进食呢个大筵席。
And that's what you and I do when we prepare to come to the Lord's Supper.
呢个就系我想你所要准备嘅心，就应该咁样去做。
We want to gratefully recall.Christ's loving sacrifice for us.
就话让我哋去谨记，就话去耶稣基督为到我所做嘅牺牲。
And we want to let the reality of that our sins are forgiven, to motivate us to follow and serve Him.
好叫我哋能够有呢个动力去帮助我哋去过出一个真正应该有嘅基督徒嘅生命。
You know, during this last couple of years, we know how frail life can be, right?
过去呢两年，你睇到就话人嘅生命当中系几咁嘅脆弱。
I think everyone has suffered in to some extent, right? Because of the pandemic.
喺疫情嘅当中，每一个人都有唔同嘅分别嘅受苦。
You know firsthand as a human being how battering life can be.
你就睇到就话我哋自己嘅每个人都睇到就话我人生命嘅当中系充满着呢个嘅挣扎。
That's why the promise.Of water in baptism and bread and wine in the Lord's Supper is something that's chock full of hope.
So, 就话我哋当领呢个饼、呢个杯嘅时候，我哋去记得就系耶稣基督佢俾我哋嘅恩典。
It's a promise from God, just like the gospel is a promise, right? But it's a promise in physical form.
呢个就系俾我哋睇到，好似一个形状俾我睇到呢个神俾我哋嘅应许。
And let me put the last word up in slide 10 from one of my favorite seminary professors, St. Clair Ferguson, who's still alive.
这个就是牧师当时以前的一个教导他的人他讲的一句说话。
He says, we do not get a different or better Christ in the sacraments than we do in the Word of God. But we may get the same Christ better or from a grasp of his grace through seeing, touching, feeling, tasting, as well as hearing.
他说我们在这个圣礼当中不是说比起圣经当中所讲到的有不同的基督， 但是我们可以透过我们所看到的、摸到的、感受到的、 可以更加去把握到神这个的恩典，更加去认识这个同一个主。
Father, we pray for your help as we will in a moment go to the Lord's Supper.
主，我们去祈祷，就是说，让我们准备我们的心去领这个圣餐。
May we take the sacraments seriously.
让我们领这个圣餐的时候是认真地去领受。
And in some mysterious way, the risen Christ connects with us here.
让我们领受的时候，让我们明白，就是耶稣基督也与我们有一个联合。
And so as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, feed us greatly.
所以我当领的圣餐的时候，求主去喂养我们。
And may that motivate us to follow better the Lord Jesus Christ.
当你喂养我们的时候，我们用一个动力去更加的去跟随于你。
Please, Lord, help us. Help us to partake in a worthy manner.
主，求你帮助我们，我们是过着应该有的生命。
Help us be engaged in our minds and in our hearts.
求主你帮助我们，无论是头脑思想或者我们所做的事，都是符合成为基督徒。
As we come to meet you at your table.
而当我们去领一圣餐，我们去感受。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们这样祈祷，奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。